So it's going to be a brief bar prep. I've really lost count, guys. I'm so tired of bar prep. My brain hurts. I'm stinking angry at this exam. But I will tell you one thing. Bar prep today was productive. I got my 105 questions done. I was able to review the law that I got wrong on the questions I did get incorrect. And we're moving, you know? We're moving in a direction. This time, last time I was taking the bar, I was not confident in my abilities. I was not saying, Nina, you just gotta do the work. I was saying, Nina, you know nothing. Nina, you have no bearing on what the law is. Nina, you do not have this under control. This exam is going to eat you alive around this time. But this time with my bar prep program courses and the bar prep extra practice that I'm getting, I feel so confident. And what I will advise anybody who is taking the bar and you get to this point, usually your bar prep courses, the Kaplan's, the Barbary's, I'm not going to down any of them. I just think that you might want to invest yourself in a class or something additional to that that will give you practice earlier. Because with Kaplan and Barbary, what they do very well is they create a program and put it on a schedule. It makes sense. You don't start studying until the schedule tells you to. Well, the schedule is like 2.5 months out from the exam, or 3 months maybe out from the exam. I began studying back at the end of October, beginning of November. They told me that was entirely too early for me to study for the exam. That's just too much time spent. And that's what a lot of mentors and advisors have told me while I've been studying for this exam. But I will tell you this, I feel far more prepared for an exam in which I have more time to study for than less time to study for, especially an exam that is 2 days, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, and 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon again, back to back, 1 hour break between lunch. This is not an exam where you just have to regurgitate information like it was in undergrad. This is an exam with an extensive body of knowledge required in your head of the law for you to be able to push through 6 MEEs, 2 MPTs, 200 questions. Those are all weighted against whoever takes the exam. And if this year when you take the exam, a bunch of people get a better bearing on it than you, you can find yourself at the other end of the chopping block. So I want you to understand, do not just trust the schedule of your bar prep course. Do something productive and proactive in your study process. Figure out if there's an actual bar tutor program in your area that isn't Kaplan, Barbary. They might use their books. You know, they might tell you to use those books and learn the material, but that program actually tells you to practice more because you need practice. And if you're minority, if you're looking for anything like that, you need to focus on your practice because it's really critical. We just don't practice enough. And the discipline of practicing enough begins with finding classes that are in addition to the bar prep courses that you buy from the Kaplan's, the Barbary's, the Themis's of the world. Because that discipline that you're talking about, the accountability, just having a study group, that does not work for everybody. It might work for you, and I will have a session where I talk about study groups and their effectiveness, but I want you to take this in mind when you're considering bar prep review courses. Buy one. Okay, they got materials that you need. They got lesson plans that you need. They got cue banks that you need. However, once you've bought one, figure out a strategy that works for you. Whether that's practicing 100 questions a day, whether that's, you know, doing an essay every, or 2 or 3 essays every day per week in a different subject. But you need to figure out a way to take advantage of the materials they give you, as opposed to doing it the way they have it structured, which it makes sense the way they have it structured in their timeline, but it might not make sense for you. You might not understand that subject matter if you do it the way they have it scheduled. Remember, you are in charge of your schedule. They are in charge of giving you the materials. Thank you, and I'm signing out. Bar prep.